Hello, welcome to the Roundhouse Podcast. This is Paul Sollentrop of Wichita State University Strategic Communications. We are with Judd Easterling, newly announced as Wichita State head men's golf coach. Judd takes over after 3 years. He was assistant slash associate head coach at Wichita State, also assistant at Arizona State and Missouri. Let's get right into it. Taking over for Greer Jones, had a fabulous amount of success here. Wichita State, a lot of history between Greer and Al Littleton. What did you learn from Greer that's kind of uppermost on your mind going forward as head coach?
Well, thanks, Paul. Thanks for having me on here. Today's a dream come true for me and my family, and I could not be more excited about taking over after Greer. Played 4 years for coach and got the honor to come back and coach with him for the last three seasons. I think one of the main things that he has taught me and our players is to do the right thing at all times. He's brutally honest 100% of the time, and he's never wavered from doing things the right way. And I think that's what kids take away. And one of the first things I tell kids when they come here and play for him is, if you ask him a question, you better be able to handle the truth, because it's coming. So he's never wavered from being the guy that he is, and that's probably why he's had so much success on the tour and being a head men's golf coach.
You mentioned your playing career. Let's give people some details, and then we'll get back into the questions. You played at Wichita State from 2002 to 2005. Two-time All-American, member of the Valley All-Centennial team, played in three NCAA championships, and finished 10th in 2004. So when you talk to people who played for Greer, you inevitably get the hard work, the extra time on the putting green, on the driving range. I also get a lot of Greer was always there for me to, work extra, whether I was the sixth guy on the team or the top guy on the team. Tell us a little bit about your observations of how Greer, made those kind of things work and how important that was to this program's success.
Yeah, he preached hard work, putting in more than 20 hours that we're allowed to have with the student athletes every week. He really instilled effort and time being put in, before and after practice. And I think he used a lot of his practice techniques and practice time and what he used when he was on tour to try and instill it in these kids. And it's pretty easy to listen to a guy that's been there, that's won on the PGA Tour, that won the NCAA National Championship. So when he speaks, these kids listen.
Okay, now we've established all the good things about Shocker Golf going on in the past, but now it's your show. You're taking over. How do you, implement what worked in the past with your vision, your direction for things going forward?
Yeah, I'm probably going to change some things up. Try and change our schedule up, the tournaments we play in. Try and get these kids, a different look at some different golf courses. Kind of change things up every day, to where we're not doing the same thing at practice every day, doing some more competitions, making these kids compete more. And I think the two things that I'm going to work on moving forward is I'm going to recruit as hard as I can, get the best players possible here to Wichita State, and I'm going to try to make these kids mentally tougher every day.
You played here. You've had three seasons as assistant coach in the program. How does that kind of pathway to taking over, how does that help the transition process?
Well, it's pretty easy. I went to school here for 4 years in Wichita and worked here for a couple years after that, and moved back 3 years ago. And I absolutely just love the city, the people here, the golf course, the support that this town has for the men's golf program and for Wichita State athletics as a whole is just it's just unmatched. And it's easier for me to take over after I've been here because I know all the people, I know the supporters and the donors here in town, and it really is an easy transition with all the people here, the administration here at Wichita State, and the people here in town, the golf courses, and I'm just really, really looking forward to keep working with everybody.
So today's your first day on the job. You'll be at the Greg Marshall Golf Tournament. So today is kind of the fun day. People will be congratulating you, slapping you on the back, all that kind of stuff. So you come into work on Tuesday, and in some ways, I guess maybe it's the first real day on the job. What's on the schedule Tuesday?
Yeah, that's a big day for me and the future of this program. After being with Coach Marshall and all of his supporters today at the Wichita Country Club, tomorrow morning I'm flying in a gentleman that I want to hire as my assistant coach. So he'll be here with his wife all day tomorrow and all day Wednesday, kind of showing them everything that we have to offer here at Wichita State and the city of Wichita. So really looking forward to having those people here in Wichita, and then after that it's time to get on the road and recruiting.
Yeah, what's the hiring process like for a new head coach? How do you approach asking the right questions, trying to find the right fit in an assistant?
Yeah, it's new to me, so I'm kind of a little bit raw for it, but I'm extremely excited. This spring I reached out to some of the other head coaches that I respect a lot, reached out for what they look for in assistant coaches and if they had anybody in mind. And I had a close friend of mine who's a head coach at a school at a Big 12 conference, reached out and suggested this guy. So I'm excited. I think I've got a good idea of what kind of personality would gel well with my personality. So I think it's good.
Best golf course you've played in your long career?
Yeah, that's pretty easy. I spent 3 days in Palm Springs last week and played Big Horn a couple times, which was probably right up there. But I played the 2004, I believe, U.S. Amateur Championship at Marion in Philadelphia, and that's probably easily number one.
Easily number one.
Yep.
Give us a snapshot. What made it so memorable?
Just a cool golf course. They've hosted major championships. It's the course that has the wicker baskets on top of the flag, so there's no flag. It's just a wicker basket, and just a lot of championship history there. And it was really, really fun.
You played in the Missouri Valley Conference. You coached then one season in the Missouri Valley Conference, two in the American Athletic Conference. How's this job, how's this program changed because of the new conference?
Well, the new conference has made it incredibly harder for us to get to the postseason, just to be honest. Playing in the Valley every year, we were pretty much the favorite going into the conference championship. And now being in the American Athletic, our conference tournament's at Innisbrook Resort in Tampa, Florida, the same golf course that the Valspar Championship is held on. Championship-style golf course, brutally tough. So. Yeah, if we go down there and finish top three or top four in that event, we've done pretty well. So so we've got to get better recruiting. We got to get better getting these kids mentally tougher to sustain just such a championship-style golf course at Innisbrook.
You mentioned your post-collegiate golfing, played professionally. How's that kind of experience helpful for a coach?
Well, I think it just gives the kids a little bit more trust in a coach that, okay, hey, this guy's been there. I still play with the kids quite a bit, so I just want them to be able to trust me if it's the final round or, a kid needs to par the last two holes to win a tournament, that, hey, my coach has been there. He was a good player. He still is a pretty good player. I can help them out as much as I can, and they trust me. So if I'm reading a putt for them or helping them down the stretch of an important golf tournament, I think they just would have just a little bit more trust in me.
Who's the best golfer you've played in a group with?
Yeah, that's easy. So my year at Arizona State was John Rahm's senior year, and obviously he's the top 10 golfer in the world right now. So I would easily say John Rahm.
I don't like it that these questions are so easy. Yeah. You're knocking them out. I was hoping to test you a little bit more. Before Wichita State, you were at Arizona State, where you coached both the men and the women. You were at Missouri. How's it helpful to get out, get away from Wichita State, see how some other coaches do things, and then come back?
Yeah, the two schools I was with previously here was really a eye-opening experience to being at an SEC school and a Pac-12 program, both very, very good programs, top-notch in everything they do. I got to coach under different coaching styles, which really kind of developed me as a more well-rounded coach. And it's just nice to be able to do that, to understand, okay, here's what this guy's good at, here's what this guy's good at, and then to be able to come back and coach under Greer, the guy I played for. So it really just made me more of a well-rounded coach.
So no opportunities to play with Phil Mickelson at Arizona State?
I've played a few holes with him. Yeah, he's a phenomenal guy. We rode on his airplane once, and obviously I coached with Tim Mickelson there, who's on the bag for his brother now. So, yeah, Phil's a great guy.
Awesome. So did he go to Arizona State?
He did, yeah.
Okay. I thought he was an Arizona State guy.
Yeah.
Okay, we talked about your first 2 days on the job. What do golf coaches do in the summer? I'm sure it's a lot of recruiting, but kind of take us through what happens June, July, August before you get back here and get started on your fall.
Yeah, usually we would spend almost all summer recruiting. This year's the first summer, I believe, with our new recruiting rules. We were able to recruit 359 days out of the year, and now we're only allowed 45 days, so you got to be a little bit more strategic about where you go and when you go. But I'm gonna still beat the grounds here in the Midwest, and hopefully I can get the assistant coach headed over to Europe for the summer, send him over there for 3 or 4 weeks, and I'll keep the bases covered down, you know, here in the Midwest where I love recruiting from, and then he can get going over there in Europe in June and July.
Okay, let's go back to those recruiting calendar. You went from 359 days where you could be out and about,
yep,
and you're now down to
45 days.
Explain that dramatic,
yep,
reduction.
So previously, you were not allowed to recruit the 3 days during the fall and spring signing period, so 6 days total, and now we're down to 45. And so let's say me and the assistant coach is both at Oak Tree Country Club at Edmond at an AJGA, and we're both there. Well, that counts as 2 days. So it's you really have to strategize and focus on the kids you want and use your time wisely, because you don't want it to be, you know, July 15th and you only have 2 or 3 days of recruiting left. You're kind of behind the eight ball. So I've got a pretty good plan of where I want to be and where I want the assistant to be this summer, all the way up until about August 15th when school gets going.
So why did they make that change?
I think a lot of coaches got tired of being gone so much and, you know, feeling like they just had to be seen at certain places where they weren't being as productive as they should have been. So I think in a lot of those guys' mind, they were wasting money, pretty much wasting time and money.
All right, Judd, you've got a busy summer. Congratulations on the new job. I appreciate your time. This has been the Roundhouse Podcast with Wichita State men's golf coach Judd Easterling. Thanks for listening.